Respectful versus disrespectful. Why are people respectful of us and why do they become disrespectful of us? And we don't know because they're other people. And people are entitled to their own opinion, of course, and some people will appreciate what we've done or our opinion or our achievements or the way we look or the way we conduct our lives, and they'll be respectful of that. And other people will look at exactly the same thing and be disrespectful of what we do. So does it matter? And obviously it's nice if people are respectful of us and treat us respectfully. And life can be difficult, complicated, even hurtful if people are disrespectful of us. So if we've got no control over what other people do, what about ourselves? And it's often been shared that if you want people to treat you a certain way, then you should treat yourself that way. So obviously, if we're not respectful of ourselves, it would be almost silly to think that other people would respect us if we don't respect ourselves. So having absolutely no control over other people and having full and complete control over ourselves, here's some really personal questions that I always ask myself about my life the way it is. And probably at the top of the list is, do I care if people respect me? Now, if it's people that you respect, you may want to have their respect in return. But once again, we can't expect other people's respect. They're only going to do that if they feel like it or if we're doing something that they find respectful. So ultimately, what other people do, we can't control. What we do, though, we have full control over. So I always ask myself these following questions, and on a very regular basis, if not daily, then certainly weekly. So I get to choose what I eat, and I'm sure that you do too. I get to choose how much I eat, and I get to choose when I eat. I get to choose what I put into my body. So the question is, am I respecting what I put into my body? If I respect myself as a person, and this is the body that I walk around in, am I looking after it? Which then goes into exercise. I get to choose whether I get up and exercise or I stay in bed or I sit on the couch. I get to choose whether I'm fit and I get to choose whether I'm strong. I have full control over that. And if I'm not fit and strong and looking after myself, putting great food into my body, sleeping regularly, eating healthy food that give me vitamins and minerals and phytochemicals, and I'm putting the right amount of fluid in and all the complete packages that make our body function effectively, I'd have to ask myself the question, am I respecting my body? Am I respecting the way I look and the way I feel? And I can't expect other people to respect me if I don't look after my own body. I just think that's fairly common sense and fairly obvious. What about if I choose a career or a business that I'm really excited about versus a job that I hate? Now, I've never had a job that I hate, so I don't have to ask myself that question. But I would ask everybody who's not happy with their life, and if you feel disrespected by your children or your family or by other people in your life, if they're looking at your life and they're seeing somebody who has a job that they hate and you're going somewhere every day where people treat you either disrespectfully or you're not getting the most out of your working life, would other people respect you for that? Would teenagers look at your life and say, that's a respectful person doing the best possible with their life? And of course the answer to that's going to be no. I get to choose what I spend money on, what I invest money in, what I waste money on. I get to choose whether I save money or not. And obviously in a Western world, money is something that gives us either a quality of life or an unquality, uncomfortable life. And if people were to look into my life, I always ask myself this question, would they see somebody who's respectful of themselves? Do I accept average or below average, whether it's food or clothes or a house or a car or insurance or all the things that we put into our lives, are we showing ourselves self-respect by doing that? If somebody looks into your life, would they see somebody who's respectful of themselves? And it's just a question I ask myself on a regular basis, because rather than I wish somebody respected me, I wish more people respected me, I'm obviously looking for how can I respect myself? How can I feel really good about myself? So I always ask those questions. My health, my fitness, my strength, my career path, how much money I have and what I'm doing with that money. And then ultimately, if I don't have money for my future, then I'm disrespectful of not just my present, but also what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and the next 20, 30, 50 years. And then what about the people I have in my life? We all get to choose. We don't have to have nasty, negative, disrespectful people in our lives. We get to choose who we invest time with, who we spend time with, who we waste time with. And if we're choosing certain people? Could we choose differently? If we're not getting the respect that we deserve or we want from other people, could we choose to not have those people in our lives? And of course, the answer is yes. And people say to me, but what about if it's my parents or my family or people who are important to me? Well, the question is, why are they important to you? If they're treating you disrespectfully, if they don't love you, if they don't want the very best for you, if they're not holding you accountable to your highest potential and your biggest goals, are they the kind of people that you actually want to have in your life? And it's not for me to answer that question. But if people were to look into your life and see that you have people around you who treat you disrespectfully, then what would give them a reason to treat you respectfully? Because not only are other people treating you poorly, but you're allowing those people to do that because they're in your life. And it's something I learned a really long time ago, and I absolutely refuse to have people in my life, in my inner close circle, who are disrespectful of me. And what about where you live and how you live and your entire complete package? If your life was written in a book and it was a book about self-respect, and I ask myself this question, would my life be used as an example of what self-respect actually is, or as a warning for what self-respect isn't? And don't do that, because if you treat yourself that way, it's obvious that you are being disrespectful of yourself. They're pretty personal questions. They're tough questions. And then, of course, there's the flip side of that. This is how I treat myself, how I look after myself, how I respect myself. What about other people? And there's this great three R's, and I really like it: respect for me, respect for other people, and respect for other things. If you are respecting yourself, is it more likely then that you would show respect for other people, which in turn, if you're showing respect for other people, are they more likely to show respect for you? And then if you're showing respect for things, and it's just those little things like picking up rubbish or not leaving rubbish lying around, or cleaning up after yourself, or leaving a room better than you found it, or you don't graffiti on a building and you have a clean car and you have a clean, tidy, effective surroundings, that shows respect for people coming into your life and the life that you're living yourself. If people were to look into your life, would they say, there's a woman, Roe, she's the three R's. She's respectful of herself, she's respectful of all other things, and she's respectful of all other people. And again, it's not a judgment, it's just an observation. And I can't make a judgment of other people's lives, that would be unfair. I can only observe other people's lives, but ultimately my life is the one that I have to be the most focused on, to be the person that I respect. And I think that if we all asked ourselves that same question, do I respect myself? Am I doing the things in my life that make me respect worthy? Then it would be much more fun to live in our lives, because we wouldn't have the things in our lives that don't make us feel good, the things that make us feel uncomfortable or awkward, or the people that hurt us or make us feel bad, because we just wouldn't have them, because that would be disrespectful.